Probing the Tidal Disruption Event IPTF-16 AXA with Cloudy and Disk Wind Models, by T. Mageshwaran et al. We present both a disk wind model on the optical, UV emission continuum and cloudy modeling on the spectral lines of the Tidal Disruption Event, TDE, IPTF-16 AXA to understand the disk wind emission and the properties of the atmosphere that impacts the line luminosity of the TDE. Assuming the optical, UV emission from the wind due to the disk super-Eddington phase, we use the steady-structured disk wind model with a spherical wind with constant velocity to fit the observations on multiple days. The extracted parameters are stellar mass m star equals 6.20 plus or minus 1.19 m sun, disk radiative efficiency log 10, eta, equals minus 1.22 plus or minus 1.327, wind inner radius RL equals 2.013 plus or minus 0.551 times 10 carat 14 centimeters and velocity VW equals 18,999.4 plus or minus 1785.1 kilometers S1. The photosphere temperature for wind emission is approximately 2 times 10 to the power of 4K and the disk single blackbody temperature is approximately 0.995 times 10 to the 5K. We also perform cloudy modeling to explain the observed H and H line luminosities that estimate a wind inner radius RL equals 7.07 times 10 to the 14 centimeters and velocity VW equals 1.3 times 10 to the 4 kilometers S1. The independent analyses of IPTF-16 AXA using cloudy and disk wind models show comparable results that agree with observations. The cloudy modeling finds that both the supersolar abundance of He and a smaller He2 line optical depth is responsible for the enhancement of He2 line luminosity over the H-alpha line luminosity. The supersolar abundance of He2 agrees with a relatively large stellar mass and suggests that the disrupted star might have been a red giant. Dot. This was Probing the Tidal Disruption Event IPTF-16 AXA with Cloudy and Disk Wind Models, by T. Mageshwaran et al.